And 2 times 6 is?
12.
12. Okay, and David, what do you have?
I have 1 by 12.
1 by 12, and 1 times 12 is?
12.
12. Okay, anyone have anything else? The number 36. 1 rectangle, 6 by 6. The completed work paper. Everyone in the room has a rectangle that has a side which is a factor of 1.
Yes. Every number has a factor of 1.
How many people agree? Thumbs up. Okay. If you have a number of any value who only has 1 rectangle, stand up. The values that have only 1 rectangle are recorded on the board, and a connection is made to prime and composite.
I have a rectangle. It represents a number. The number it represents is 36. The sides of the rectangle are X and Y. And we know that X times Y equals 36. So now your job is to find out what X and Y could possibly be. And we know that the sides of a rectangle in the area model of multiplication are the factors. They have to be, however, whole numbers to be a factor. So I want you to list the factors. And then I want you to create a T-chart X and Y where X and Y are the factors. From there, I want you to make a list of all the ordered pairs of whole numbers that would satisfy this, and then we're going to graph it.
Setting the window, zoom, we want it square. Y equals X intersecting. Graphing without a graphing calculator. Y equals X. Y equals 36 divided by X. The meaning of this coordinate, 6, 6 and 4, 4, leads to the discussion of a square number.
Okay, did everyone find a square?
Yeah.
It's a special type of rectangle.
Sorry. Yep.
Okay.
So they have the same size.
So what do we know about 25? Can anyone make a connection?
It's only 5 and 5, and it's only 1.
And what shape did it make?
A square.
Have anyone ever heard of a square number?
Yes.
Yeah.
25 is a square number because it makes a
square.
Oh.
Okay? That's the origin of the word square number.
What about square root?
What do you think?
Well, the root is like 5 would be the root of 25.
Right. So the side of your square is the square root.
Oh.